Acts chapter 3, just going to read verse 19 through verse 21. Acts chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 19, it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come into your house and enjoy this precious time, and please that you continue this freedom. And we know as the time comes, and this time that we're talking about Israel, why the church will be raptured, and then the tribulation, and then the millennial reign of Christ will come. And so please that you just guide and lead us and strengthen us through this time, because it could be a very difficult and troublesome time. And so please just guide and lead us, Father. Give us your strength. And I pray that we can stay together, that we can enjoy the fellowship together, and speak and proclaim your precious word. Touch every heart, dear Lord, those that do not know you as their Savior, that they'll be saved today. They'll make that personal commitment. They'll not hold on to a church or a baptism or something like that, Father, but they hold on to you and have that personal relationship with you. And ours is not a religion. It's a relationship with the person. That person is Jesus. So please, speak to all of our hearts now today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. As we read these verses of Scripture and being Independence Day, the understanding and to know that God has so blessed this country, so blessed this nation from its birth, through the revolution, and through all the difficult times and the impossible times as we stood against our enemy to bring this nation to birth. And 239 years of life now, this nation has enjoyed the hand and the blessing of God. Is this blessing going to continue? My answer to that is no. The answer is no. Since 1973, the Supreme Court made a decision. And since then, 58,025,559 babies have died. Just this year, 533,674. If you watch the calendar, and I don't know how they do that, but you watch the calendar, and every second, a baby is put to death. God can't bless this nation. The leadership of this nation, including the Supreme Court, has made the decisions, and those decisions go against the family, go against the home. They go against a man and a woman to marry. And when we go through that, we know what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because Sodom and Gomorrah was full of the homosexuals and those types of things, and God will not bless this nation as long as we maintain the course that we're going down. But worst of all, it's hard to imagine, but worst of all is the leadership of this country has turned their face against Israel. That's the worst. Turned against Israel. Iran seems to be more of a friend to this administration than does Israel. Man changes their mind. God does not. God stays true. So if we want direction, if we want leadership, if this land wants direction and leadership, we need to follow after the Word of God. The very foundation that built this country was the Word of God. And we know, according to the Word of God in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, "I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee." You just watch. You just watch as this nation begins to fall because we have made, as the leadership has made, a decision to not stand with the nation of Israel. The United States of America can be forgotten, but not the nation of Israel. These words that Peter spoke here on the day of Pentecost, days there, he spoke to them, he delivered this message, and his words to this country, this nation of Israel, his brothers, was, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things." These words were spoken. So as we look at the nation of this country, the United States of America, how can we be blessed? We can be blessed when we stand with the nation of Israel. How will the curse come upon this nation is when we stand against the nation of Israel. I'm going to show you today, in the short period of time, just a few of the promises that are given to the nation of Israel. All the enemies of the world, and now including the not the people of the United States, I believe the people of the United States as a whole still stand for Israel. But we have a leadership today in this country that does not. That they're standing against Israel. They're making many decisions that are contrary to Israel's protection and safety. But you know what? Even if the United States does not stand with Israel, it's not a loss to Israel, because God's going to protect the nation of Israel. He's going to maintain them and he's going to keep them. But how about us? We're the ones that's in trouble. We're the ones that's going to face the hand of God and the wrath of God, because the only thing that's been a blessing to this nation in the past many years has been the stand we have made with Israel, because we have made some awful decisions. But God still has blessed. But he will not bless if we turn our back on the nation of Israel. But again, that's going to be our downfall. But the nation of Israel will stand. God's promises are there. And no matter what they try to do with nuclear bombs and every person and every enemy in that region and all over the world going against that little tiny nation of Israel, they will be protected by the hand of God, because God has promised. When God promises, it stands. In the times of refreshing, is a future time, the Spirit will be poured out upon the nation of Israel. We read in the last week, we're going to read it again today, Zechariah 12:10. Zechariah 12:10. We always use our Bibles here, Zechariah 12:10, and then we're going to read Zechariah 14. Zechariah 12:10. "And I will pour upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." Now to Zechariah 14, verses 4 through 9. Promises that the nation of Israel is going to enjoy. "His feet shall stand," verse 4, 14:4, "His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove towards the north, and half shall towards the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass that in that day, that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that as the evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea and half of them towards the hinder sea. In the summer and the winter shall it be, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. What a promise. Just a few of these promises as we look at these, the blessings that's going to be poured out upon the nation of Israel. Do we want to be a part of those promises? I do. But I'm sad to say that this leadership that we have today does not know the Word of God, does not follow the Word of God. They can name themselves Christian if they want to say that name, but their heart, their life, their testimony does not show that they are a true believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if they were, they could not do what they're doing. And we need to stand with Israel, with the nation of Israel, not only because the Word of God tells us to, but also then we will be blessed, and we desire the blessings of God. Let's look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. Romans chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. And so all of Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. All these promises are promises that are to come. They have received many of the promises that God has poured out upon them. He's delivered them out of Egypt. He has brought them into the promised land. And he will once again gather the nation into their land and give them their land. It's so important that we understand that the Word of God is true, and we do not need to be concerned about the nation of Israel for their welfare, because God is going to care for them and protect them. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11. One of the greatest miracles or promises that God has made to the nation of Israel is, I'm going to gather you back together. And it's in the process right now, but it will be coming to full shortly. Ezekiel 11, verse 16. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. What a promise. What a promise. And again, it does not matter if we stand with them. God's going to deliver them. God's going to bring them into that land. And as that time comes, why, we need to understand that there are things that need to come to pass before this is complete. And of course, the church is raptured. That's the next event for the church. You see, when the fullness of this takes place, we won't be here. We will be in his presence. And so we will be raptured. The church, all born-again believers, will be taken up and be in the arms of the Lord Jesus. It will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we'll be awaiting then the return. And when Jesus returns, that is the time that he will set his kingdom up down here for 1,000 years to rule and to reign. And some of these scripture verses that we are reading today is that time. And so God is going to protect that precious little nation of his, the nation of Israel. We want to be blessed. We need to stay with them. we need to attach ourselves with them. There are three things back here in Ezekiel that I want you to see. The one is the scattering. You know, the people were for years and years without a government, without a country, living all separated around the world, scattered, as the scripture says. But then that miracle took place in May of 1948, and Israel was once again given their land back, a portion of it. What a day. What a day. As we look at the I wills, last week I said that in Ezekiel there are over 300 I wills, and every one of those are concerned with the nation of Israel. You know, and the second thing that took place here in this scripture was not only the scattered, because that has taken place, but also then he gave them little sanctuaries. And these little sanctuaries, you know, even though they're a disobedient and gainsaying people, God is his promise is true. God made the promise with them. It's an unconditional promise. I will bring you back into this land. I will make you a mighty nation, and you will rule and reign, and I will rule and reign and sit on David's throne in Jerusalem. That's going to come to pass. But he promises, even while they're scattered, that he will allow them this love, this protection, this care, in spite of all the suffering that takes place in the meanwhile. And then third, and that's the wonderful promise, he promises to gather his chosen people back into his own land as a hen gathers her little chicks under her when the weather changes. So I will be a sanctuary, I will gather, and I will give you the land of Israel. What a promise, the land of Israel. When the greatest time under David and Solomon's reign, there was a time that they possessed 30,000 square miles. The land that was given to them under the covenant of Abraham is 300,000 square miles. So you see, they never possessed near what God was going to give them eventually if they would have stayed true to the Word of God. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20. Keep your hand in Ezekiel, because we're going to be back and forth there many times. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 34. Ezekiel 20, verse 34. I will bring you out from the people. I will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And then over to verse 41 through 44 of that same chapter, chapter 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 41. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein ye have been scattered. I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. Ye shall know that I am the Lord when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. God has proven himself in the past. He has delivered the nation of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. He has proved his strength and his power. And he will continue to do so in the future. We know that the past, many of these scripture verses have been fulfilled, but many of them are still to be fulfilled, but they will. To every letter, every perfect letter, he will fulfill them. Let's go back to Exodus 6:6, the book of Exodus. Exodus 6:6. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. The promise came to Moses, to the people, "Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments." What a promise. Deuteronomy 5:15. Just continue through the pages there. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. Deuteronomy 5:15, "And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day." What a promise. Let's go back to Genesis 15:18. Genesis 15:18. All these promises are promises that were made to the nation of Israel. Genesis 15:18. Here gives us the size of the geographic area that's given. "The same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates." 300,000 square miles is the promise to give. One of the greatest promises that God gave was to gather his people back into their land. He is in the process right now gathering his people. But during the tribulation period, after the church is raptured, that gathering will increase to its fullest. The times of refreshing, the times of restitution or restoring, or the time of bringing all things back together, God's going to make it new for the nation of Israel. He's going to bring them back again. We have many other verses of Scripture that time's not going to allow. Ezekiel 34:25-28, 43:7, Joel 3:20, Amos 9:15, Ezekiel 37:24-25, and then Luke 32 and 33. Those are the only two that we're going to read, and then we'll close for the day. I'm going to jump all the way down to Ezekiel 37:24-25. All those are excellent promises, things that God has promised to the nation, and they will come to pass no matter what man tries to say or tries to do or who is standing with them. Ezekiel 37:24-25. Ezekiel 37:24, "And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, where your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever." Now I want you to go with me as we move over to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, because it says David is going to be sitting on the throne. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Luke chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. We find here in verse 27, "To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, house of David. The virgin's name was Mary." And then we come down to verse 32. "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." The Lord Jesus will sit upon the throne of David in Jerusalem. What a glorious day that will be. No matter what man is going to try to do to the nation of Israel, they will stand because God is protecting them. It's not because of their faithfulness, it's because of God's word. As the scripture said, they have been a rebellious and gainsaying people. They have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ when he has come the first time because they were looking for a king. They were looking for this kingdom that's going to be set up during the millennial reign. They were looking for that king to come, and they missed the Savior, the Lord Jesus. But God's grace is so wonderful that he is going to bring them back again. He's going to take the church out. Right now, it's our responsibility to give out the word of God. It was Jerusalem, it was Israel's responsibility, chosen by God to give his word out, to bring people to the saving knowledge of the coming Messiah, and then to receive the Messiah when he has come. But instead of that, they rejected the Messiah. And so many today have rejected the Messiah. If you rejected the Messiah, these scripture verses that we read here in the book of Acts, it speaks of the Lord Jesus being here, calling upon him. He has had to leave. He's coming again. We'll get to those verses next time. It always takes more time than you think to cover some of these verses of Scripture. But Christ the Lord will sit upon the throne of David. He will gather all of the nation of Israel. They will come. Multitudes will be saved and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please, understand, we need to pray for the nation of Israel. We need to support the nation of Israel. We need to promote and bring that to our attention of our leaders. Here's what the Word of God says. Now we need to abide by it. Don't bring a curse upon this nation by rejecting this nation of Israel and turning our back on them. Tell them. They have rejected the Word of God. They have rejected our God. They have turned to other religions and bowed down to other religions. And we are assured if we do not change our ways that we will fall under the curse of God without question. Will this nation be blessed as of right now? No. No maybe to it. No. Because we have did the ultimate. We have turned our backs on our God and on his chosen people, the nation of Israel. How can we expect to be blessed? We need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. We need to trust in him because the days are short. He's going to come and get us before long. There may not be one more time for me to do a memorial service at the cemetery or stand and watch the children wave those flags. Reminded me, and a couple of my grandchildren have picked up my ability to wave a flag. I was in a cantata one time, 4th of July cantata, and I beat to death Mike, Susan's brother, next to me. He was going this way, and I was going that way, and I couldn't do it. And you know, I kind of witnessed that same ability. And so it just they must have taken that from me. But you know what? There may not be one more 4th of July. We may not celebrate one more Independence Day before the Lord comes to get us. What a glorious day that will be. We need to be looking for his coming. But while we're looking for his coming, we need to make some good decisions. And those first decisions is to trust him as our Savior. Must believe him as our Savior. Please be saved today. Please live for him today. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come and proclaim your precious word and look back. And I get so excited thinking about how God is proving himself through this nation of Israel. He has saved me. I know he has, that Father, your Son has saved me because I've come by faith to him and I know it in my heart. And I thank and praise you for that. But for the world, no matter what they try to do, and it will not bring them to a place of repentance, it'll bring them to a place of anger. The more, Father, that they try to destroy the nation of Israel and can't, it is going to anger them. It's going to bring more and more enemies together trying to do away with this nation of Israel, but they will not be able to. And Father, thank you that your word doesn't change, because the word that you tell me that the nation of Israel is going to survive is the same word that tells me that I'm going to live forever with you, because the same book tells me that. Whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, God's raised from the dead, shall be saved. Please, please, Father, don't let anyone leave here today without knowing you as their Savior. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.